USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump announced on Twitter that Jeff Sessions is out as Attorney General. Trump also said that Matthew Whitaker, Sessions' chief of staff, will take over as acting Attorney General.
Today at the White House, President Trump held a press conference where he talked about the border wall.
The money to build the wall, the whole wall, not pieces of it all over. And we are doing it. Now we have the military. Now we have other elements of a wall that are pretty nasty, to be honest with you, but it's nevertheless, it's pretty hard to get through it.
The president also had an interesting exchange with CNN's Jim Acosta.
If I may ask one other question, Mr. President, if I may ask one other question, are you worried?
That's enough. That's enough.
Mr. President, I'm going to ask one of the other folks.
That's enough.
Pardon me, ma'am.
Excuse me. That's enough.
Democrat John Tester is projected to defeat Republican challenger Matt Rosendale, with 91% of precincts reporting Tester leads Rosendale 49% to 48.1%. This is USA Radio News.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
A former governor helped keep a Senate seat red, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A familiar political voice. He was a governor, and he ran for the White House, and now he'll be in the U.S. Senate.
The victory tonight is more than a victory of a candidate for the United States Senate. I believe it's a call for greater dignity and respect.
Mitt Romney, the winner of the seat that's been held by longtime Utah Republican Senator Orrin Hatch. Romney, the favorite in the race, held a large lead in statewide polls over his Democratic challenger, Jenny Wilson.
It is also a call for action. Action on items that are long past due. Action to finally get us on a path to a balanced budget. Action to reform our immigration system.
Brothel owner Dennis Hoff, who died last month, managed to win an election for a Nevada State Assembly seat. The seat will be declared vacant since the winner is dead, and the county commissioner will begin the process to fill the seat. This is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's meeting with officials from North Korea has been canceled. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the details.
It's not known what the results of midterm elections may have had on the cancellation of the talks that were to be held in New York and were designed to get the stalled negotiations to disarm North Korea back on track. North Korea's foreign ministry had issued a warning that Pyongyang would seriously consider restarting its nuclear weapons program unless the U.S. economic sanctions were lifted. The State Department announcement the meeting had been postponed and would reschedule when our respective schedules permit. I'm John Clemens.
Speaker of the House Mitch McConnell held a press conference today to discuss some of the midterm election results and how he feels Democrats and Republicans can work together on some issues.
Well, look, the health care system is still a pretty big mess. And it's obviously now going to have to be addressed on a bipartisan basis because the Democrats will control the House. And I don't think anybody's satisfied with the status quo. And the American people have given us divided government, which they've given us most of the time since World War II. They seem to like divided government. And I think the message is figure out what you can do together and do it. And I think health care is still a crisis and needs to be fixed.
In Arizona, the Senate race is still too close to call, with Congressman Martha McSally holding a slight lead over her Democrat opponent, Kyrsten Sinema. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.